When did you take on this beautiful shop, which we're going to describe in a minute?
Well, I actually took over at the end of January. A thought just came in my mind that my children are growing up and I wanted to do some kind of business, and Barton Street seems to be a developing area of Gloucester. And we have a very big local community of a mixture of Africans, Pakistanis, Indians, Gujaratis, Hindus, all sorts, not just Muslims. And there was a shortage of the sort of clothing that we wear traditionally in Gloucester. People would have to travel to Birmingham and London and places like that just to get clothing. So I thought I'd bring a bit of that here.
It is so glamorous. This shop is just stacked with the most beautiful, richly lush textiles, pinks, maroons, whites, bright reds, lots of gold threads, lots of embroidery. You wouldn't mind describing some of these items and maybe telling us whether they're for special occasions?
I have outfits that are for special occasions. I have red outfits. I have outfits that are made from chiffon. I also do Islamic wear for ladies, and I'm starting a gents range soon. But Islamic wear for ladies, there are abayas that come in different ranges, different colours. I do headscarves and scarves for ladies in general. It doesn't have to be a headscarf. I do loose material as well. I do nice shawls, and I've got some casual wear, which are like cotton type trousers and dresses.
The beautiful bags.
And yes, and some ethnic bags.
Which are embroidered or beaded?
Which are embroidered, hand embroidered, I'd say, from Pakistan.
So these black gowns are for?
These are for, well, anyone can wear them, but a majority of Muslims wear them so they can cover from head to toe.
Is that what a lady would call a burqa, or is that the headdress?
Burqa is the headscarf.
Right.
The burqa is what you wear on your head.
Right.
Okay. That outfit, the long like tunic-like outfit, is called nabaya.
Right. And in this cabinet, there's some beautiful coloured, I don't know what they are. What are these?
Scarf pins. So ladies that wear scarves, they pin them to the side so that they can stay on their heads. And I've got bangles in there. I've got henna. I've got nail henna. I've got various scarf pins, rings, other parts of earrings. These, what you're looking at, these are sleeves.
Sarung legan?
Yeah, I think that's Arabic.
Right.
I've got a feeling it is Arabic. Basically, what that is they're sleeves for ladies who have short sleeve tops, or they've got something like, say, a chiffon top on and they don't want to show their arm. They can cover up, and they are you can get them in various colours.
Do you do very special dresses, gowns, saris for weddings? Tell us all about the wedding trade.
I haven't actually started wedding trade yet because I've just started.
Yeah.
But the wedding for Asian people is a really big thing. Yeah. You know, outfits, the most glamorous outfits you can find. I will hopefully try and start a range in Gloucester, but in Birmingham, you go to the shops and they are just full of embroidery and diamonds and pearls, and it's beautiful.
And the groom too.
And the groom nowadays, the groom does dress up in all the glitz and glam as well.
Very, very beautiful, very beautiful, and very costly.
It is costly, but parents work day and night so they can save up money. They provide for their children, they save up money, especially really for a daughter's wedding. The son, in our religion, the son stays at home with the mother and the father. And they are the head of the house, whereas the ladies, the girls, are always given away.
Yes.
So they go into another family. So when they go to another family, parents want to give enough so they lead a comfortable life, which can be mistaken for dowry, but it's not.